Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel Broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Friday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. We thank you for joining us today, and we appreciate it so much, you giving us this opportunity to be a part of your day. And some of you have been with us, no doubt, all week long, and going to finish out the week with us today. We appreciate it so very much. And we're going to hear, we're going to hear from Spencer Lynn and Justin here in just a moment. We'll hear a couple of numbers today from the choir. Amen. One from our CD, one from our live and then the service. And then we're going to hear from Carolyn Parker Owens. Amen. To close out the music. So we got some music, good music lined up. So let's get right to it. Here is the quartet singing for us today. Amen. What a Savior He is to me. Amen.
Lion of Judah, sweet rose of Sharon, fairest of 10,000 ancient of days. Alpha Omega, the King of all glory, bright morning star and the God of my praise. Who can describe everything that He is? All I can say is He's mine and I'm His. 'Cause the one who walks on the wings of the wind walks beside me. And the one who's holding the world in His hand holds my heart. He spoke and the world was created in space, and yet He was willing to die in my place. Redeemer, deliverer, the ransom that set my soul free. My weakness, the joy in my sorrow, peace like a river that flows through my life. He's new morning mercies and hope for the journey, and love that will conquer the struggles and strife. Who can describe everything that He is? All I can say is He's mine. On the wings of the wind walks beside me. And the one who's holding the world in His hand holds my heart. He spoke and the world was created in space, and yet He was willing to die in my place. Redeemer, deliverer, the ransom that set my soul free. Hallelujah, what a Savior He is to me. Who can describe everything that He is? All I can say is on the wings of the wind walks beside me. And the one who's holding the world in His hand holds my heart. He spoke and the world was created in space, and yet He was willing to die in my place. Redeemer, deliverer, the ransom that set my soul free. Hallelujah, what a Savior.
Amen. What a Savior he is to me. Amen. That's Spencer and Leanna, Miss Haley, and Brother Justin singing for us today, getting our program started off today. Amen. Well, we're looking forward to the Friday night edition of the Still Old Fashioned Teen Camp Meeting, and we're looking forward to hearing Brother Tony Hudson tonight here. And maybe you haven't been able to get by this week. Tonight will be our last night of the scheduled meeting, and we'll, of course, have good singing. And then tonight after the service, we'll be feeding our visitors, primarily our young people that come, and we'll be feeding some pizza and things afterwards the service tonight. But we're looking forward to been a good week, and we appreciate the preaching we've heard, the music we've heard, and but looking forward again tonight. So, hey, come on by and see us and pay us a visit in this Still Old Fashioned Teen Camp Meeting tonight at 7 o'clock here at Faith Baptist Church. Then, of course, on the Lord's Day, we'll have meeting again with Sunday School at 10, 11 o'clock worship, 6 in the evening service, and 7 o'clock is our normal Wednesday night prayer meetings time. And we'd love to have you come for any of these meetings. And we're located simply right on the corner of Highway 18, about 5 miles south of Shelby. And right there at the corner of the intersection of Highway 180 and 18 South, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. We'd love to have you come and visit in any of these services, and I know it'll be a blessing unto our soul to see you, and no doubt you would get a blessing from having attended any of these services. Amen. Well, here's the choir going to sing for us today. Amen. I'm glad I got lost so I could be saved. Amen. So I could be saved. Amen. That's our adult choir singing for you today. Amen. Well, we're looking in our truth for today. We'll find it in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 15 and verse number 25. The Bible says, "Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me." You know, keep looking up, friend. Keep looking up, and the Lord will never let you down. Prayer changes things. Remember now, when we feel like we're down to nothing, God is always up to something. May God help us with that good truth for today. Amen. Well, we're turning our minds now to prayer time. I invite you to join me, if you can, for a moment or two of prayer. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for your goodness. We do just ask you to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us where we've come short of thy glory. God, we realize today that even our righteousness is as filthy rags in thy sight. That's how holy you are. God, I'm praying today that you'd cleanse us from every stain. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the answer to many of our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. Thank you again, Lord, for what you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for the good night's rest last night. And God, being able to get up today and go about our business, or should I say, thy business. Now, Lord, I'm praying today that you'll continue, God, to strengthen and help those that are listening to the sounds of faith today. God, many of them are praying even along with us as we pray even now. And Lord, I'm asking you, God, to touch them. God, whatever the needs are, I pray that you'll, God, rescue them and give yourself, manifest yourself to them in a very, very special way. Now, to our dear friends who may be listening today that's never been born again, they've never trusted Christ as Savior, well, I pray particularly for them today. And I pray that they'll be pricked by the Spirit of God again, convicted and drawn unto you. And unlike the times before, when they've turned away, I pray they'll turn unto thee today for salvation. Now, Lord, I pray you may bless the next few songs. And then in the final thought of the message, on compromise, I pray, God, you'll enlighten our hearts and God to speak to us, I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Well, here is the second choir number. I told we were going to hear from the choir twice today. Here is one taken right out of the service a couple weeks ago. One out of the old red book. Amen. I think it's in the red book. Amen. And it's talked about in the sweet forever. Amen. Praise God. I like this old song.
Yeah.
don't you love good old-fashioned choir singing? Amen. There they are, our adult choir singing for you today. Amen. If you like that kind of music, that kind of choir singing, they start the service off every Sunday morning at 11 and Sunday evening at 6. And come on by and pay us a visit here at the church. Amen. If you like good choir singing. Well, here's Miss Carolyn Parker Owens. Amen. Going to sing one before the message today. And this one is, I think this is, it is no secret what God can do. Amen.
The chimes of time ring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring news to you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
No secret what God can do. He makes it no secret. Oh, listen, he did those signs and wonders so the unbelieving Jew would believe that he was, and he is the Son of God, and he was sent from God. Amen. And he will not hide his works from us. Amen. Amen. Well, in the Word of God, we've been preaching, really have not titled a message, and we've just been talking a lot about compromise and how compromise is not an event. It is an evolution and brought about by a erosion of spiritual things, and we talked about that, and we talked about the erosion of practical sanctification. We talked about the erosion of personal serving. Then we looked at yesterday the erosion of powerful supplication. Allow me to read the verses that we've been reading and draw from that. I'll read in the book of the Proverbs, in Proverbs number 22 and verse number 28. The Bible says, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." And that's something that shouldn't be changed. And we talked about how Malachi 3:6 says that "For I am the Lord, I change not." Hebrews says in Hebrews 13:8, talking about Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Then about his word in Psalm 119:89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." And then we looked at Isaiah 40 and verse number 8. It says, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." And, of course, we answered those questions early in the week. Or is that true? Is it true that God changes not? Yes, that's true. God does not change. Is it true, Brother Johnny, that Jesus is always the same, yesterday, today, and forever? Yes, it's true. Because the Bible says it's true, number one. But then we have experienced that even in our own life. Is the Word of God settled, Brother Johnny? Is it infallible? Is it preserved? Is it relevant today? Yes, yes, and yes on all of those questions. And is it going to last forever? Oh, yes, it's going to last forever. You know, people may change and they may pick another version of Scripture, a perversion, I call them, or a corrupt translation. Let me tell you something, friend. The Word of the God that I have before me today in the King James Bible, that is God's infallible, inerrant, eternal, preserved Word of God. And there is an erosion. There is an erosion. We've stated that in the sanctification, the serving, and the supplication. But that erosion will cause an embracing. Things that we never thought that we would embrace. There's an embracing of pointless substitutes. It is said of Sammy Allen as he went to a cafeteria after a meeting and was going to eat lunch at this cafeteria and walked through the line. It's one of those cafeteria style where they have a host, a worker behind the counter that dips the food for you. And he asked a young lady pointing at the mashed potatoes, he said, "Are those whole potatoes, or are they instant potatoes?" And she kind of bowed her head a little bit and said, "Well, sir, they're instant potatoes." And Sammy Allen says, "No potatoes for me, thank you. No potatoes for me." He didn't want a substitute. He wanted a real thing. And let me tell you something. When we erode away our practical sanctification, our personal serving, and certainly the powerful supplication, we will embrace pointless substitutes. Listen to me very carefully. No preacher, no church wants a dud service, and where they can't feel something in the service. But it's not just about feeling something, it's about feeling God. And when you allow the erosion of sanctification, of serving, and of supplication, then you've got to have something to substitute that to make it look like you're having a good service. Now, for me, I've heard people say this, and I've heard preachers say this, and I know what they mean when they say it, but I never liked it. I'm sorry, I never liked it. they say, well, we had a wonderful service today. The preacher didn't even get to preach. Classifying, I mean, it's a great service because you didn't get to hear the Word of God? Really? I mean, I know I'm hard, and I know sometimes I may sound harsh, but to me, I don't classify. I mean, there's times when that happens here at Faith, and I understand what goes on, but, you know, just because there's people hollering and shouting doesn't necessarily mean it's all of God. Now, I like the hollering. I like the shouting. I like the waving of the hand, but I like the preaching too, amen? And I don't think you can separate the two. We want people to get saved, but we try to get them saved without the Word of God. That's not going to happen because the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So my point is this. Instead of the praying, instead of the sanctification, instead of the getting along with God, we have to come up with gimmicks. Dimming the lights, painting the walls, you know, changing the music, even changing the manual, telling some sad story, something to get an emotional reaction to make it sound like that we have God among us. Friend, there is no substitute for God among us. There is no substitute. And you can, and listen, but people embrace pointless substitutes. They substitute stories for the Word of God. They substitute sensationalism for supplication. They substitute shaking people's hands for people really getting saved. And we substitute the Holy Spirit for Hey Siri. We don't rely on the Spirit of God to give us a message anymore. We just say, Hey Siri, tell me something about, and then we take it straight off. And listen to me, friend. I know where we live. I know how I live. I know the age in which we live. And we all have been guilty of Googling things every now and then for other insight. And I'm not preaching necessarily against that. I'm just saying don't let it be a substitute for getting with God. So if there is an evolution of compromise, and it's caused by erosion, and there will be an embracing, what are we going to do, Brother Johnny? I think there needs to be an embodiment. An embodiment of positive steadfastness. Stand fast in the doctrine. Stand fast in the work of God. Stand fast in the convictions of God's infallible word. Stand fast in truth. And don't compromise the truth.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.